Stevens Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
To Mitt Romney and Tiger Woods have in common. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. This is the Good Day program with Jennifer Horan and Ken Kessler in this hour of the program with the most important stories of the day. The Pope certainly in the focus. The facts in the challenge, do women wake up grumpier than men? We'll discuss that later on in this hour. Do women wake up grumpier than men?
Yes.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com. So the Pope is in place. He has a new papal ring. Mm-hmm. Dennis Rodman is over there to work on a...
Front and center. Why do you think they were able to vote so quickly? Because Rodman just speeded up that process. You got
right.
it.
Yeah. He was dressed in a floral jacket. I insisted that his mission
the Pope
was not
or
about
Dennis Rodman. Just checking.
Well, when you see the you're a practicing Catholic, Ken's a practicing Catholic, so you're running. You know how I am about religion in general, and how all of this pomp and circumstance has really nothing to do with Jesus, has nothing to do with anything other than whatever these guys have cooked up for themselves. You'd have thought that the people that run the Catholic Church in these outfits would have thought of something a little more masculine looking. Having said that...
You mean over his robe?
No, under it. Why do they wear robes?
That's traditional.
Why?
I don't know. It's because it's... I would imagine it has something to do with what people used to wear back when. Am I right,
Jesus,
now?
Is it the Jesus robe?
That?
Is that what it is, Kenny?
I don't know that it's a Jesus robe. It's just one of those traditions that has always been.
Yeah, but nobody has a reason for it. It just is.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect. 888 gives a lot of credibility. 888-302-3684. All right, so Jennifer, what are your thoughts about Jorge Mario Bergoglio?
Bergoglio.
Is that how you pronounce it? No, second G?
Oh, I don't know. I was saying Bergoglio, but it could be a second G. I had not heard of him before, but I do. I was really excited by the whole process yesterday to get white smoke so quickly. I mean, I haven't lived through many of these. I only lived through Pope Benedict getting...
It's an inside job. It was all planned ahead of time.
I think maybe this is a testament to the strength of his character. People call him a very compassionate, very loving guy.
Why? Because he kissed the feet of some people who had AIDS?
Of AIDS, yes. He's also an advocate.
He kissed five people's feet.
He kissed 13 people's feet.
13 people, excuse me.
And he also has done a lot of work for the poor.
What has he done for the poor?
Well, I mean, he's an advocate for it. He's taken on the Argentinian government. He's taken on the government to be an advocate for groups of people.
Right.
He also is the first pope from the Americas, which kind of keeps him open to third world countries, which I think is kind of interesting. I think the fact that he chose Francis as his name is also very strong. A lot of people were saying that that's precedent setting and shattering because Francis of Assisi is such a huge cornerstone of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
To actually choose that, it kind of signals that he's taking it on a new path. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. I mean, he looks like he doesn't look old. You know, I mean, he looks...
He's 76 years old, he's got one lung.
He's old, but he doesn't look as old as some of the other popes when they've brought him in. He seems a little spry. He was also, I guess, a student of John Paul II, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So you get irritated or annoyed with
me? Yes,
because...
I get irritated when you do that. Mostly because, to me, it's like, you know, this is a chosen religion of mine. It's a chosen religion of Ken's and
really?
2 billion people.
All right, no,
so
hold
you
on just a second.
Have some respect for that.
I don't have to have any respect for it if I don't want to. 1.3 billion people, not 2 billion. 24% of people in America...
Up.
Okay. 24% of people who live in America say they are practicing Catholics. What does it do if I sound, some people think I sound foolish, ignorant, whatever it is, that's my choice. How does that shake your faith, or why does that annoy you. Kenny, and I'm interested in both of you, because a lot of people are sounding off on the news media coverage way over the top, just beyond the beyond, another exaggeration on the part of the news media. And there are a lot of people, the conspiratorialists, who say this is a deal that was cooked up. Nobody knows what goes on inside the Sistine Chapel. So how do you know this wasn't all just a big show? Given the fact that they haven't told the truth about a lot of their problems, why is it? That's just the
thing. Who cares if they had cooked this up ahead of time? Do we care?
But I do. I care only because it's an interesting story in that it just is.
I mean, I saw various coverage. I saw that there were 3 votes and 5 votes. I'm not sure which is the actual accurate number. But to have everybody agree so quickly,
I think there probably
was some pre-discussion.
Kenny, how about you? Do you get annoyed when people some people would consider me taking shots at this, the process, the whole thing. I find it ridiculous, but that's just me. And
no.
I'm not saying that you ought not to. If it makes your day better, makes your life better, I am an advocate for that. And so if all of these things make you a better person, I suggest that both of you are wonderful human beings, and it has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. It may have to do with the people that you've known, that you grew up around in the Catholic Church. It may have something to do with the liturgy. It may have something to do with what's in the Bible. But I present to you a stark fact that the men who have run the Catholic Church over the history of its being have screwed it up to a fare thee well and have gotten in the way of a lot of things that were, I don't even want to use the word progressive, but good for the flock. In place of that, they do what's good for them, just as if they were Republicans, Democrats. Most of it is...
I think that's why this is exciting for Catholics, because it symbols a new era, and it symbols new hope.
How do you know that? You don't know what this guy...
Hope, Doug. I'm talking from a religious standpoint. This is new hope for an era. It's like when you elect a president. You hope that that president takes you in the right direction.
How's that working
with
for
this
you?
Pope. Well, you know... Yeah, at least on that one, we get to vote. This one, we really have to throw everything into the fact that these guys knew where they want the church to go, where it has to go. I'm hoping that he becomes a transparent pope, and I hope in the next 2 days he addresses some of the issues with the Catholic Church.
I would hope
church.
That, too. I'm with you. I hope that, too. I hope. Anything you hope for the pope, Ken?
I do hope for the pope. I am a little concerned when I saw yesterday who they picked. I don't really know a lot about him. But my concern was that he's 76 and has one lung, and he decided a year ago to retire as Archbishop of Buenos Aires because he felt that he was too old.
Well, I think, and Ken, you knew this with Pope Benedict. The reason they picked Pope Benedict is because they knew he wasn't going to be a long-termer lifer like John Paul II. John Paul II was in there for a very, very, very long time. When Benedict came in, they knew he was going to be short-term, and I think maybe this might be the new trend, even though that he looks pretty spry. He looks like he's, like, with it still. But... you know, I think maybe they're picking these guys because they don't want someone in there for 50 years gathering dust. They want someone who's going to be in and out. You know what I mean? They want someone that's going to be kind of in and out and that can make the impact that they can. Yeah.
So maybe we should have the same attitude toward them as I have toward the politicians. 1 6-year term and you're done. Out. Gone.
Yeah, I think actually that's not a bad idea.
Actually, you know what? How about you go to a seminary for 6 years, then you become a priest for 6 years, then you're a Monsignor for 6 years, then you're a bishop for 6 years, cardinal for 6 years, pope for 6 years, and you're done. Finished. Over. New blood, as it were. How about recruiting younger people? Kenny, do your kids ascribe to the Catholic faith? Do they believe they go to church? Huh?
No, they do not.
Okay. All right. And is that something that you talk to them about?
Not really, because they're my stepkids.
Stepkids, yeah.
They were both almost teenagers by the time I came along.
Yes.
A lot of that foundation had already been set.
The church is one foundation.
Well, I think you also find a lot of kids leave about the time that they're 18, 19, 20, throughout their 20s, they're missing from the Catholic Church. And then I think when they start having kids, maybe in their early 30s, that's when you start to see them come back.
So I was about to sing that song, which I sang.
I know, that's why I said that. Welcome.
Thank God, love you.
Would you like me to introduce you again?
See, no, it's okay.
You finish?
I'm fine. Yeah, no, it's perfect. Doug with Jennifer and Ken. Here's some great news for those of you who have ugly, stained, yellow teeth. You're embarrassed by these yellow, stained, ugly teeth. A lot of people have tried whitening systems that don't work, frankly. And that's why the Power Swab way of cleaning up your teeth has become so popular. An overnight hit, according to some who are in this business. It's the perfect time for you to whiten those embarrassing, stained, yellow teeth. Anytime is, but we're going into springtime now, and you'll be out and about more. You want to have that movie star white smile look when you go into a party or go out on the beach. Wherever you are, you want to look your best, and that is why you would use Power Swabs, a two-minute treatment to whiten your teeth. You'll see up to two shades whiter just the first use. 7 days will be six shades whiter. What makes Power Swabs better is that it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, veneers, and it's easy. There are no messy strips or trays. It's not bleach. It's not chemical. It's a compound that comes from coconuts. That's how it cleans your teeth. So please call now. 800-865-7602 for your risk-free supply of Power Swabs. I guarantee that your friends will notice, your family will notice, coworkers will notice. Risk-free, 800-865-7602. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call right now, you'll receive 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602. 865-7602.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 for customer while supplies last.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Are women waking up grumpier than men? We'll find out pretty soon here on Good Day.
Dougie.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Something, an endorsement. Song that was number one during this week in 1989, which is the second year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. New Kids on the Block, You Got It, The Right Stuff. So You Got It, The Right Stuff, You Got It, or otherwise known as The Right Stuff. So this is Wahlberg and that bunch?
Yes. And they always, they're very famous for the that was in like every song.
Really?
Lyrically, I know it's tough,
very
but
clever.
You'll get it. You'll catch it on soon enough.
Very clever. So the Good Day program with Jennifer Horan and Ken Kessler in this hour. We have some fun now with excerpts from three or four of the late night shows last night.
McDonald's, ladies and gentlemen, has introduced a yolk-free Egg McMuffin that's only 260 calories. After hearing this, every McDonald's customer said, sweet, I'll have six of them. And a large Coke. And deep fry all of it. Hope and change. Hope and change. Pope and change. We have a new Pope, ladies and gentlemen. He is Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He is from Argentina. And tens of millions, yes, tens of millions of Hispanics celebrated the new Pope. And that was just here in L.A., okay? That's not even counting. No, people all over the world celebrate differently. In Rome, they prayed. In Dublin, they sang. In New York, they chugged supersized Mountain Dews, you know, the biggest. Actually, it's pretty exciting. It was a great ceremony. The Pope went out on the balcony, and Beyonce lip-synced the Vatican anthem. Did you see that? I thought that was fantastic.
Mayor Bloomberg, as you know, tried to outlaw. Tried to outlaw giant 16-ounce sugary sodas, and then a judge overturned the ruling, and I said, thank God, I don't have to drive to Canada to get my Mountain Dew anymore. And he... So here in New York City, you can, three different sizes. You can get all the sodas you want. They come in small. You can go ahead and get yourself the small. You can get the medium, or you can get the one called the diabetic coma. Three sizes. three sizes and enjoy.
Listen to this. A new survey found that Newark Airport is one of the best airports in the country to find love.
Ooh.
Unless you love your luggage. Finally, a new study found that a chemical in red wine could eventually help humans live to be 150 years old.
Ooh.
Which explains why the fourth hour of the Today Show was renewed for 200 more seasons.
You want to give me an insight on that one, Jen Jen? Why is that?
Just all the drama at the Today Show. Matt Lauer and the behind the scenes, people going back and forth. Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't think that's what he meant at all. I think he's talking about Hoda and Kathy Lee drinking so much wine.
Oh, drinking in the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Right, yeah. That's it. And the two of them apparently not getting along because Kathy Lee wants to go to L.A.
I was thinking the drama causes you to drink. You're right. That's even more fun because they always are sloshed. They always have their martinis in the final hour. You're absolutely right.
Is it martinis or is it just wine?
They have wine. They have, I mean, they are always holding a cocktail. In fact, I think in their logo, they have a cocktail glass built into it.
Really?
Yes.
Taylor Swift is hot right now, but apparently she's not hot enough to move magazines. She's on the cover of Women's Wear Daily, and it's not doing so well. Is that something, would anybody care about that other than somebody coming up with a stat?
People are being so, so hard on Taylor right now, and I don't know what that's coming from. The fact that she dates and she's 23, who cares? I mean, she's being a young 20-year-old woman.
Well, everybody's judgmental, not everybody, but a lot of people, as you know, they don't look at their own stuff.
Right.
So in times like that, they look at other people and have fun at the expense of other people. And so even Charlotte's upset about it.
Even Charlotte's mad.
Hey, Charlotte is not happy about all this with Taylor Swift. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's one of the big concerns for anyone traveling on their own? Safety, of course. The good news is there are now some tools out there to help protect you on the road. The most obvious item is a whistle that attaches to your keychain. But make sure you choose one that has enough power. Whistle for Life, which makes safety whistles for the Coast Guard, also makes a consumer one for REI that can reach a whopping 120 decibels. And while I'm not condoning the use of pepper spray, I know plenty of travelers who feel safer with it. What you may not know is that the TSA allows a 4-ounce container of pepper spray in your checked bag. That's probably news I didn't want to know, but now you do. But if you're traveling internationally, do your research about what's allowed in that country. The StreetSafe app for iPhones isn't cheap. It's $20 a month. But it gets you access to a personal security escort over the phone if you're feeling unsafe while walking alone. And if there's a real emergency, you can contact the police with just one swipe of your finger. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Doug Steffens, Good Day. Celebrating our 25th year.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. It is March 14th. It is Thursday tomorrow, the Ides of March.
The Ides of March. And do you know what the Ides of March are, Dougie?
The Ides of March are upon us.
Our 7-year anniversary together.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know why the Ides of March always stick into my brain, but yes.
Well, at least I didn't stick a knife in your back, which is what the Ides of March are all about.
That's true.
You recall.
It was in the front, like an honorable stabbing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you know what? We've been talking a lot about the Pope here. I'm just going to sort of drop this out. I have spent a lot of time, as I do, just kind of looking around when I'm working during the day, because in California, I work in my area where all the computers are. So I'm watching these stories as they take place, and I was fascinated at the difference in the way Fox presented the story about Francis, the first pope from the Americas. He's a Jesuit, et cetera, et cetera, modernized the Argentinian church. And then moving over to public television and radio, where they did an in-depth report on Pope Francis, as if they knew. This is fascinating. It's like they knew who was going to be the Pope. You know how they prepare these, Jennifer and Kenny, the obituaries for any famous person, all the television networks, the newspapers, anybody that follows the news or wants to be on top of it, they have these prepared obituaries. Mm-hmm. Which are there.
That's one of the biggest secrets in journalism. They're there on file for everybody, even young people. Britney Spears, everybody.
Right, anybody. Right. If Steny Hoyer dies tomorrow, we're on top of it in 5 seconds flat. Some of you don't even know who Steny Hoyer is.
No.
But you don't know who he is?
No.
Really? He's the Democratic whip in the House.
Oh.
All right, so there you go.
That's pretty good. Thank you for the lesson. That's good.
You're welcome.
Steny
Hoyer is from Maryland.
Hoyer.
Yes.
Got it.
Right. All right, so coming up here, a lot of children dying in car crashes. Why is that? Is Hugo Chavez a victim of poisoning
by
American interests? There also is a lot of information that we're posting on our social media about drinks, et cetera, et cetera. But the one that is most important the study on whether women wake up grumpier than men. First, though, Jen, the children dying in car crashes, you made some interesting observations based on a couple of things that have happened in the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, it's been kind of a breaking news story that since Sunday, 15 teenagers have died in major car accidents. So this doesn't count the little ones that aren't making these national headlines. These are major car accidents around the U.S. 6 died after they crashed into a pond in Ohio. 5 died when they crashed into a tanker truck in Texas. 4 died when they crashed into a creek in Illinois. And again, there's a lot of small crashes, like one Colorado teen that crashed into the side of a mobile home. Three in Indiana where the drivers ran to stop signs and collided head-on with the truck. I mean, all these little things that aren't
making
the national news.
Yeah.
Distracted driving is
There are two reasons. One of them, the distracted driving with all of the gadgets
They're saying it's people in the car with these teenagers, that they're losing focus because there's people riding in the car.
Well, one of the things that really is a trend, because we've gotten away from the agrarian economy. When I was a kid, the driving was much easier, much better, and the drivers at 16 or 17 were much more focused because most people learned how to drive on the farm when they were 9, 10, 11 years of age. I have been driving since I was 9 on the farm, learned how to drive tractors, trucks, buses, all that stuff. So I know how to drive when I was 16 and eligible for a license. That didn't keep me from having accidents because I wasn't used to driving on the ice and snow, but in this circumstance, there is nowhere to practice. These driving schools are mostly a ripoff. They don't really do a good job, and the people that are testing for driving don't really do a good job testing the would-be drivers in really tough situations.
Well, you get a 3-minute test, you're out, passing through.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. And the children who are driving today are not capable. They are not mature enough. As far as I'm concerned, the driving age ought to be increased to 18, as many other things have been either moved up or moved down to 18. Children today are not as mature as they were when you learned how to drive even 10, 15 years ago, when Richie learned how to drive 25, 30 years ago, when Kenny learned how to drive 25 years ago. I don't see that children today are able to or qualified to drive or ought to be driving at 16.
Can I take what you're saying a step further?
Yeah.
And again, this story is about driving being the number one killer of teens in the country. It accounts for 25% of teen deaths each year. I'm going to take what you say a step further, and I'm in total agreement with what you're saying, but I think as a society, we have created an entire country filled with ADD patients. I think because of technology and because of this easy access to quick news, quick everything, quick, kids can't focus on driving anymore. So if they have someone in the car next to them, in the seat next to them, which is what they're attributing to these accidents, that there's too many people in the car and people can't focus. It's because we have ADD and because we can't just focus on one thing anymore. Our mind's constantly jumping.
This has been an age-old problem, though, is distracted driving because of you're young and you have friends and you're chatting and talking in the car.
Not as bad as it is now, though.
Certainly they have other distractions, but I just had this conversation with my neighbor who has a 19-year-old daughter who waited until she was well past 17 to start driving, and a 16-year-old daughter who's almost 17 now, who really has just started getting behind the wheel with him in the car. Mm-hmm. And when her boyfriend comes over, she is not allowed to get in the car with him. They do not allow her to drive with him yet. They want him to be a year behind the wheel before she gets in the car with him.
So that's actually smart. And, Doug, some of the facts in this story I think you'll find kind of interesting, and that's that there's a predictable pattern with these accidents. And they're saying that a study released by the AAA said that passengers have a huge impact on fatalities, that the fatality rate went up 44% with one passenger under 21 years old in the car, doubled with two passengers, quadruples when carrying three or more passengers under 21. And I guess there's just a simple pattern. It's never kids that, it's not usually anyway, kids that crash on their way to someplace. What it is these kids that go out late at night, they're going nowhere in particular, and they're driving fast and not wearing their seatbelts.
And you're more likely to horse around if you have other kids in the car.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my father did not let me have anybody in the car with me until I was 18, until I was over.
That's pretty wise.
And, yeah. And by the way, it was my car. He wouldn't let me have anybody in the car that was his. I was able to drive the cars to and from work, but that was it. And there was no horsing around, no dates, none of that stuff. And maybe that's the old school, but there were far fewer. I remember, though, vividly, and I don't want to make, I'm going to go over the top of this, but I remember vividly when I was about maybe 12, 13 years of age, a drunken 16-year-old who had passed out crashed into the stone wall in front of our house. Ooh. And he didn't have a scratch. He demolished the car. Telephone pole crashed on top of the car, and he didn't have a scratch on him.
That's how it is so drunk much of the time.
Because
yeah.
you're passed out. You're relaxed. Your body is limp.
Right. Drunk as a skunk, as they say. Coming up was Hugo. Hugo. Hey, say that again, Doug.
Hugo.
Hugo. Where go, Hugo? Was he poisoned by American interests? Facebook and Twitter action when it comes to drinking. And can you believe it? Women wake up grumpier than men. Why could that be? Yes. Believe it, Richie. It's true. It's 18 and a half for the hour, and good day.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
All right, Thursday on the Good Day program, Jennifer and Hugo, Hugo and Jennifer, where go you?
Sitting
Hugo,
in a tree.
All right, so this is something that's been floating around for 24 hours or so, and it's kind of fascinating because a lot of people say, I hope so, when the question is raised. Richie would be one of those.
Who did it? Who do I think?
Yes. Who did it? All right, so who did do it?
All right, so here's the story. The acting president in Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro, and he said that the country would be open to a scientific investigation to see whether or not Hugo Chavez was poisoned by what he calls, quote, dark forces that wanted him out of the way.
All right,
he said that they are almost certain that foul play was done to Hugo based on the data that they have. So they're going to open up this investigation now. Who would have poisoned him? They're seeing that it wasn't the cancer that killed him.
Really?
I have an admission to make.
He died of a heart attack.
It was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
Interesting.
Congratulations. He died of a heart attack. So is that something that came? This sounds like a page out of 24 or something.
Well, it's interesting because this isn't the first time that Maduro has said this. I guess on March 5th, before Chavez even died, he said that there's no doubt that what had made him so ill was caused by an attack by foreign enemies.
Wow. How exciting is that?
I know. Our State Department says that's absurd.
Of course it is. And you're going to believe the State Department. Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny, you're watching both. You're watching Twitter more than you are Facebook, right?
I'm going back and forth between both, actually.
All right. So we've had a lot of conversation this week about drinks. And that was because of Mayor Bloomberg in New York and the court saying no to the ban on 16-ounce sodas, blah, 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 blah.
And water being named the most popular drink of the year.
Right. Okay. So what do we have? Jennifer actually is very eager to list, Richie, her 10 drinks to swap for your morning coffee.
Oh.
Which is another thing that is a part of this. So we're focused on coffee. We're focused on water. We're focused on big Slurpees. So what's basically trending on the social media sites, Kenny?
Social media sites this morning, they're not really talking about a whole lot of that.
Really?
I haven't seen it, not on Twitter. They were talking mostly about the Pope this morning, but that's starting to fade away now.
That's good for that.
You know, you get a Pope, people are, you know, they're on to the bigger and better thing now.
All right. Go ahead, Kenny.
On Pinterest, we had the story about water becoming the most popular drink in America now, and that's getting a lot of likes and repins.
Mm-hmm. And so from that, there are a lot of people who think maybe this ties into whether women drink more coffee than men, or what is the perception here of women being grumpier than men. What about coffee, and what you don't, if you don't like coffee, you don't want to drink coffee, what can you use in its place, Jennifer?
Well, I think a lot of people are addicted to at least a daily cup of coffee, and so I found a couple of alternatives, of course, water being the first one, lemon, coconut, whatever else. But what's interesting here on the list is a Bloody Mary. It's supposed to be good. Just skip the alcohol, but do the tomato juice, the herbs, the lemon, the lime. That's going to be really good to start your day. Herbal tea with honey, also
that
very good.
That gives you a little charge?
It does. It's good for your system. It says if you really need a cup of coffee, switch to chai tea instead because it's warm, it's spicy, and it will help you get that little energy boost that you need. A fruit smoothie with protein is very good. Vegetable juice also on the list. Homemade almond milk, not from the carton, I guess, at the store. You can make it yourself easily at home. Aloe vera juice, also very healing for your body and gives you a boost of energy in the morning. Honey ginger lemonade is very good. And a beer mosa, if you're into wanting a little cocktails.
Hello.
Skip the mimosa and go with the beer mosa. It's beer and orange juice.
Ew. How do you make almond milk easily at home?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was wondering.
There's a whole recipe that I will actually send to Ken Kessler that I will have posted on our Facebook page.
I'll do that right after I churn my butter this morning.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think, you know, it can't be that hard.
In a moment. The moment we've been waiting for. The study that finds women are prone to wake up grumpier than men. And if that's the case with you this morning, you'll want to find out why in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
All right, so here we go. The moment you've been waiting for, the moment of truth, the moment of justice. The moment where men say, yes, I knew there was something wrong. So women, according to this study that we posted today at DougStefan.com, in this study, women apparently prone to waking up grumpier than men. Women need more rest. They need to be asleep longer. And so if your lady is grumpy, chances are she's running short on the Z's. The researchers at Duke University revealed that women suffer more than men, both mentally and physically, if they go without sufficient sleep. Sleep-deprived women have higher risks of heart disease and depression, as well as higher inflammation markers, which sleep experts say can lead to pain and being unpleasant is the word I was looking for. In this study, women had more depression, anger, and hostility early in the morning when they were not getting enough sleep than they normally get. When they have problems falling asleep, staying asleep seems to have a dramatic effect. So what are people saying already about the study, Kenny, at Facebook?
Well, curiously, John and David both say women are definitely grumpier in the morning.
Really? That's a
because we're up listening to your snoring all night.
All right. Well, if you have men that have prostate problems, I mean, that's a story we have all the time. That isn't a figment of somebody's imagination. If you have an unworkable prostate and you're up two or three times during the night, that disturbs the partner. I also have an email that suggests it depends on whether or not the woman in your life is hormonal, or if you are with somebody that's not interested in having sex. That could probably affect all of it as well, right? Anyway, the bottom line is women are grumpier than men. That's it. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, let's move along here. 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. And Shelley Palmer, who reports every day here on something that's new and different and unusual, talks today about which phone you ought to choose for your next upgrade. And that info will be in your ear in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, no phone is perfect. No matter which one you choose for your next upgrade, there's going to be a feature you wish you had. While Windows Phone and BlackBerry 10 are just showing signs of life, Android and iOS are kings of the mobile realm. So, should your next phone run Apple's iOS? One of the nicest features of iOS is its centralized notification center. Everything that needs your attention can be found in one place. Emails, retweets, game notifications, the whole enchilada. Even better, you can silence them all with iOS's Do Not Disturb mode. iOS also has Siri, which started out kind of rocky, but finds itself more integrated into Apple's core apps and more useful with every software update. iOS's Passbook is another excellent app. Passbook gives you a place to store tickets, gift cards, loyalty cards, and more, minimizing the amount of stuff you need to carry around with you. Android is great, but feature for feature, iOS certainly holds its own. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Some of the nation's brightest young minds are solving some of the world's biggest challenges and problems. Brian Osich has more on this year's winners of America's oldest and most prestigious high school science competition, the Intel Science Talent Search.
17-year-old budding scientist Sarah Voles took top honors and a $100,000 scholarship for competing alongside 39 other high school seniors at this year's Intel Science Talent Search in Washington, D.C. The Colorado Springs, Colorado native researched how algae can be converted into a sustainable, renewable fuel. Voles says it's been her life's work since seventh grade.
I really love algae because it's a marriage of my passions for alternative energy and biochemistry.
Intel Foundation President Shelley Eskew praises these young minds for questioning, exploring, and helping solve some of the world's greatest challenges.
We think it's an opportunity for us to really shine a bright light on the brightest young people who are doing great things in science and math.
Past winners have gone on to win Nobel Prizes, Fields Medals, and even an Academy Award for Best Actress. For more on all the winners, log on to intel.com/education. That's Newsbreak from Intel.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
All right, so the Google Reader is going to be thrown out on July 1st. Is that because nobody's using it?
Apparently.
Could be.
Thank you for that resounding agreement. I don't know anything about the Google Reader. Is it like the Kindle? Is that what it's compared to?
No, it's an RSS reader. So it gets you... like if you subscribe to a news feed, it helps you get that news feed.
All right, so what about Facebook adding Netflix integration? Is that a big thing? Is that important for Netflix to have access to you through Facebook?
It's good for Netflix, that's for sure. If I'm sitting there cruising through Facebook and see, oh, I wanted to see Ferris Bueller's Day Off just one more time. Here it is. Click.
Click on it.
Watch.
Really? Boom. That's interesting. All right, 50, where are we? 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.